Well, as some of you know from the analysis today, this will probably be a new kind of lesson. You probably never heard one like it before. And I've done it a few times before. It's not easy. I think the big challenge is maybe when something is being translated and it's not something you understand, that your mind might start to wander. I'll do the best I can to keep your attention, but that's the big challenge in this type of lesson. Also, the challenge is to pick out a short lesson, because really you're getting two sermons for the price of one, even only one of them is going to do you any good, maybe. But I appreciate the brethren here being concerned with encouraging the Hispanic brethren and giving some teaching in Spanish, and I appreciate, and I know they appreciate all the encouragement you've given along this line. And there is biblical precedence for it. The Bible talks about having tongue speakers with interpreters present. I don't know what they did at the Church of Jerusalem, but you know they had Greek-speaking Christians and they had Aramaic-speaking Christians. I wish sometimes I knew some of the nuts and bolts about how they approached it. We do the best we can. So don't be scared that the next thing you're going to hear is in Spanish, and you'll get used to it as the lesson goes in. Ya les he explicado a los hermanos aquí cómo vamos a proceder. Va a ser una nueva experiencia para muchos de ellos, pero para ustedes no tan nuevos. Pero espero que así podamos aprender mucho de la palabra de Dios. Vamos a hablar hoy de lo que más obstaculiza a personas sinceras en su servicio a Dios. Estoy hablando de personas sinceras, no estoy hablando de la gente mala. I want to talk this morning about what probably hinders good, sincere people from serving God more than anything else. I'm not talking about evil people, I'm talking about good people. Pero primero quiero que analicemos el hecho que todo el mundo dedica su vida a ciertas cosas. But first, I want to point out the fact that everyone gives their lives over to certain types of lifestyle. Por ejemplo, hay algunos que entregan la vida a lo malvado. Solamente piensan en cosas feas y malas. Well, there are some people who just give their lives over to evil things. It's almost as if they could hardly ever think of anything good. And let's focus this. God comes up here, I think of all the things I need to do. But hay un texto bíblico que viene a mi mente, Génesis capítulo 6 y versículo 5. ¿Recuerdan cómo la Biblia describe la gente en el tiempo de Noé? Dice versículo 5 que el Señor vio que era mucha la maldad de los hombres en la tierra y que toda intención de los pensamientos de su corazón era solo hacer siempre el mal. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 talks about the type of people who can only think about what is evil. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Cuando yo era un niño, me costaba imaginar tal cosa, solamente el mal. Pero por más tiempo que tengo, me estoy dando cuenta que sí, que algunos solamente piensan en lo malo. When I was a little kid, it was kind of hard for me to imagine that somebody could just only think about evil things continually. But you know, the older I get, it's not so hard to imagine. Pero aún así, no creo que nadie aquí quiera entregar la vida a lo malvado. But I really don't think that people here are going to want to just give themselves over just to evil things. Hay otra categoría que podríamos poner. Algunos entregan la vida a lo que no tiene valor. There's another category to put here, up here. Some people just kind of give their lives over things that you can just pretty much describe as worthless. Yo he visto a hombres que me parece que podrían dormir todo el día. I think that they would just look like they could sleep all day long. O las telenovelas, or those soap opera people. Yo estoy pensando ahora en una señora peruana que todo el día, una telenovela tras otra, a las 3,
A esa es. A las cuatro, otro. Y a las cinco y media, otro más.
I remember the Peruvian lady. She had her schedule lined up all day long. There's one at 3, there's one at this one at 3:30, and 4:15. I forget the names as the world turns. But they have one thing, Latin America television is known for its soap operas. That's their specialty.
Yo le dije que la especialidad de la televisión hispana es la telenovela. Y algunos pasan todo, es la vida de ellos. Es la vida de ellos.
And that's just all some people's life consists of. Watching TV morning, noon, and evening. That's it. That's their lives.
Bueno, la Biblia nos dice que tengamos cuidado con este concepto. Hay varios textos que vienen a la mente.
The Bible tells us we need to spend our time on things that are more worthwhile. And several Bible texts come to mind.
Yo pienso en Efesios capítulo 5, versículo 16.
Think about Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16.
Y podemos comenzar a leer en 15.
And we can start reading in verse 15.
Por tanto, tened cuidado como andáis, no como insensatos, sino como sabios, aprovechando bien el tiempo, porque los días son malos.
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
Pensemos bien en cómo gastamos nuestro tiempo. No es malo mirar un programa aquí o allá, pero que no dediquemos la vida a estas cosas que no tienen valor.
Let's look how we keep our time. No, it's not wrong to watch a TV show or take a football game, even Ohio State. Not wrong in and of itself. I didn't say that Spanish. But let's be careful. Let's be careful and make sure that our days are filled with things that are really, really important.
Y así hacemos la mayor parte de nosotros. Dedicamos la vida a las cosas importantes.
And most of us are that way. We want to dedicate our lives to the things that are important.
¿Y cuáles son algunas cosas importantes a las cuales queremos dedicar la vida?
And what are some important things that we dedicate our lives to?
Bueno, la educación, education. Y hay textos bíblicos que hablan de la importancia de educarnos conforme a las oportunidades que tenemos.
And there are several Bible texts, I think, that talk about the importance of using the opportunities that we have to educate ourselves.
Yo tengo aquí Proverbios capítulo 16, versículo 23.
And I'm thinking Proverbs 16:23.
El corazón del sabio enseña su boca y añade persuasión a sus labios.
The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips.
Niños y jóvenes, hagan sus tareas. No hagan que sus padres tengan que pelear siempre con ustedes para que hagan las tareas.
Kids and teenagers, learn to do your homework and pay attention to your schoolwork. And don't make your parents have to fight with you to get you to do your homework.
Yo sé que es más divertido jugar, pero las oportunidades que tenemos aquí para educarnos son muy grandes. Y que Dios nos ayude a usarlas.
But the opportunities we have in this country to educate ourselves are really something else. And may God help us to use them well.
El empleo. Work. Nos dedicamos al trabajo y al hacerlo estamos siguiendo principios bíblicos.
We dedicate ourselves to our work. And when we do so, we're following Bible principles.
Ephesians capítulo 4, versículo 28.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
El que roba no robe más, sino más bien que trabaje, haciendo con sus manos lo que es bueno, a fin de que tenga que compartir con el que tiene necesidad.
He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with the one who has need.
Si usted tiene un trabajo, no siempre es agradable y divertido el trabajo. Pero si usted tiene un trabajo con el cual puede alimentar a su familia, cuídelo. you know, work is something we need to take care of. It's not always fun. Young people need to learn that. It's not always fun or exciting, but if you feed your family, you feed yourself with it, dedicate yourself to it. Como dice el apóstol Pablo, dedíquese a su trabajo como al Señor. The apostle Paul said, we need to dedicate ourselves to our work, or at least those who are over us, as unto the Lord. Sí, eso es lo importante. That's important. El desarrollo social, social development. Y especialmente pensamos en la responsabilidad que tenemos para con nuestros hijos. And we especially think about the responsibility that we have for our children to teach them this. Lucas 2, capítulo 52. Luke 2, chapter 52. Hablando de Jesús. ¿Cómo Jesús se crió? Dice Lucas 2, 52. Y Jesús crecía en sabiduría, en estatura y en gracia para con Dios y los hombres. Luke 2:52. Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Y el recreo. Recreation is important. Yo recuerdo algunos jóvenes en la universidad que estudiaron. No podían divertirse. Eran muchachos muy aburridos, a fin de cuentas. I'm thinking about some kids and they're in college with me, and their life was study. They didn't have a life, just books. No creo que es lo que Dios quiere para nosotros. I don't think that's what God wants for us. Ecclesiastes 11, versículo 9. I'm thinking about Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 11, 9. Dice, alégrate, joven, en tu mocedad, y tome placer tu corazón en los días de tu juventud. Sigue los impulsos de tu corazón y el gusto de tus ojos, más sabe que por todas esas cosas Dios te traerá a juicio. Ecclesiastes 11, 9. Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of your young manhood. And follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all of these things. Yo creo que el escritor está diciendo que nos gocemos, que nos divertamos, pero ojo, que Dios nos va a juzgar. Entonces, tengamos cuidado con el tipo de diversión que tenemos. The verse seems to be saying that there's a place for us to enjoy ourselves. As young people, we're all young at heart, and we need to take the time to do that. Although remember that there is judgment, so that will affect the types of recreation that we will want to enjoy. Bueno, quizás alguien me dice ahora, yo pensé que ibas a hablar de lo que más obstaculiza a las personas sinceras en su servicio de Dios. But somebody might say, I thought you said that today you are going to talk about what most hinders good, sincere people from serving God. Y sí, lo acabo de hacer. Well, I just did it. ¿Cómo es que lo acabo de hacer? Has hablado de cosas muy importantes aquí. La educación, el empleo, el desarrollo social, el recreo. Well, you said you're talking about important things. Education, employment, social development, recreation. Sí, son cosas importantes. Pero a veces son estas cosas importantes que nos impiden, que nos obstaculizan en cuanto a lo esencial. I think you know what's coming. The point is that although all of these things that I just mentioned are very important, education, work, social development, recreation, the problem is that they keep often sincere people from dedicating themselves as much as they should to what is essential. Y hay una diferencia entre lo importante y lo esencial. There's a big difference between what's important and what's essential. Lo importante debemos hacerlo. What's important, we need to do it. Pero lo esencial, morimos. O no tenemos vida si no lo hacemos. But when we're talking about what's essential, we're talking about something we'll die if we don't do. Or we won't have life if we won't do. Hay una historia en la Biblia que revela en forma muy amplia este principio.
There's a Bible story that we all know that I think reveals the difference between what is important and what is essential. And that's Luke chapter 10. Turn there quickly.
Esta historia se encuentra en Lucas capítulo 10, comenzando con versículo 30. Hoy es la historia de María y Marta. This is the old story we all know of Mary and Martha.
Y vamos a leer los textos. Yo los voy a poner en la pantalla.
Let's read these verses. I'm going to just put them up here. 38. Mientras iban ellos del camino, él entró en cierta aldea y una mujer llamada Martha le recibió en su casa.
Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
Y ella tenía una hermana que se llamaba María, que sentada a los pies del Señor, escuchaba su palabra.
She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
Pero Marta se preocupaba con todos los preparativos y acercándose a él le dijo, Señor, ¿no te importa que mi hermana me deje servir sola? Dile pues que me ayude.
But Martha was distracted with all her preparations and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
Y respondiendo el Señor le dijo, Marta, Marta, tú estás preocupada y molesta por tantas cosas, pero una sola cosa es necesaria, y María ha escogido la parte buena, la cual no le será quitada.
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Now, vamos a pensar en esta historia. Let's think a little bit about this story. ¿Fue pecaminoso o inútil preparar la comida?
Was it sinful or worthless for Martha to be preparing that food?
Yo puedo imaginar bien la situación y yo lo he visto.
I can imagine this real easily.
A veces hay visitas en la casa.
Sometimes there's visitors that come there to the house.
Y siempre que en la preparación de la comida hay un momento crítico.
And whenever you're preparing food, there's always that critical moment.
Quizás ahí está el arroz y las habichuelas y ya está por hacer y si se lo deja un minuto más se quema o ahí está el pollo y el pan.
And there's that rice and beans and it's just that if you leave it on a little longer it's going to get burnt.
And then there's the bread and oh, what's the chicken there? Y es el momento crítico y quizás es lo que le estaba pasando a Marta. Llegó ese momento crítico y ¿qué voy a hacer aquí? ¿Y qué voy a hacer allá?
Maybe that was the critical time here for Marta.
She's wondering what I'm going to do with this one, and there's that. Y miró y ¿qué estaba haciendo su hermana?
And she took a look and what was her sister doing?
Estaba ahí sentada tan tranquila escuchando a Jesús.
She was just sitting there as pretty as could be listening to Jesus.
Se le subió la sangre de Marta.
She got mad.
Y dijo, yo voy a mostrar a mi hermana que me ayude.
And she said, I'm going to show that sister of mine that she's going to help me.
Yo voy a hacer que Jesús le regañe.
I'm going to get Jesus to just get on to her bill.
Is that what happened?
¿Es lo que pasó?
No, no es lo que pasó.
Desde esto, Jesús le dijo a Marta, 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 afanada y turbada estás.
Instead, it's as though Jesus gently chided Martha.
You're so worried and upset.
Pero una sola cosa es necesaria, una cosa esencial.
Escuchar a Jesús.
But really, there's only one thing that was really important.
What was that?
Listening to Jesus
and hearing him.
No fue pecaminoso que ella preparara la comida.
It wasn't simple to her prepare that food.
Entonces, ¿cuál fue el problema?
What was the problem then?
Es que estaba tan preocupada por lo importante que no tuvo tiempo por lo esencial.
She was so worried about things. Yes, they were important.
that you didn't have time for what was essential. Marta se dejó afanarse tanto por lo importante que descuidó lo esencial. And that's just what I just said. ¿Y nosotros hacemos lo mismo? ¿Podemos hacer lo mismo? Can we do the same type of thing? ¿Cómo no? Of course we can. Vamos a volver a esto. ¿Cuáles son algunas cosas esenciales que descuidamos nosotros porque estamos muy afanados por lo importante? What are some essential things that we sometimes overlook because we're so busy with things that they're important, but they're not essential? Yo pienso mucho en la oración. I think a lot about prayer. Hablamos el viernes, yo creo, de cuánta importancia los primeros cristianos dieron a la oración. I think we talked on Friday night, I think it was, about how much importance, Thursday night, how much importance the early Christians gave to prayer. It's just an essential part of their lives. ¿Y por qué no es tan importante para nosotros hoy en día la oración? And why just we don't have time to pray today as we ought to? Estamos tan ocupados con cosas importantes. We're just so busy with all those important things. I just got to get my education. Yo tengo que educarme. El trabajo, yo tengo que trabajar 60, 70 horas a la semana. Y estos niños necesitan estar con otros niños. ¿Y qué voy a hacer con ellos? Y hay que jugar un poco de golf. You know, we're just so busy. You know, I've got all the schoolwork I got to do, and my job. You know, I work for 60 or 70 hours a week, and these kids, you got to take them here and there to help them develop socially, and you got to have a little time for golf anyway. ¿Y tiempo para orar? Time to pray? Enseñar a nuestros hijos. Teaching our children. Era muy importante. Para los judíos, this is something that was greatly important for the Jews. Para orar tiempo, no voy a leer todos los textos. To save time, I'm not going to read all those texts. Cada familia debe tomar tiempo todos los días para leer historias bíblicas y orar con sus hijos. Every Christian family needs to have a time every day to read Bible stories and pray with your children. Aprender los libros del Nuevo Testamento. ¿Quién era Adán? ¿Quién era Moisés? Who? Read the Bible, the books of the New Testament. Who was Adam? Who was Moses? ¿Y por qué no lo hacemos como debemos? Why do we just sometimes just not find the time to do that? Ya ustedes saben la respuesta. You already know the answer. Estamos tan enredados en la educación, el empleo, el desarrollo social, y etc. We're just so mixed up in all of these things. Yes, they're important, but we don't have time for the essential. Y reunirnos con otros cristianos and meeting with other Christians. Es esencial hacerlo. Si no lo hacemos, por más que podamos, nos endebilitamos. This is something that's essential. We just need to be with our brother as much as possible and meet together with him whenever possible. Stay strong spiritually. Pero siempre es muy fácil encontrar excusas para no reunirnos. But it's always easy to find excuses not to meet together with our brethren. ¿Y por qué a veces no nos reunimos con los hermanos? And why sometimes do we just are unable to meet with the brethren? Oh, las tareas en la escuela. There's so much homework. You just don't realize how much those kids have. I'm trying to speak to you, and you speak one. Yo no puedo. Que estoy trabajando, imagine, we're just working so hard. Miren que yo sé que algunos de los mejores trabajos exigen el trabajo del domingo. The problem a lot of times, I think especially those who recently come to this country, the best jobs when you have to work in the restaurants and other places. It's Sunday. Y hay que comer. Sometimes you gotta work. ¿Cuál es la comida más importante, la espiritual o la física? Which is the most important, the physical food or the spiritual food? Sí, hay que comer espiritualmente. Yeah, you've got to eat spiritually. Y si buscamos primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, ¿qué nos va a ser añadido? And if we look first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what does He promise to give us? Todo lo demás, la comida, etc. He's promised to give us everything else. Pero no lo creemos, but we don't believe that. Y por tanto, damos prioridad a lo importante y descuidamos lo esencial. But sometimes we don't really believe that, so we give priority to what's important, but it's not really essential. No es justo, no es correcto. It's not right. Mi papá contó una historia, y con eso vamos a ir terminando. Pero mi papá contó una historia de una serie de predicaciones que tenía en cierta iglesia y se dio cuenta, era del domingo hasta el viernes, que una joven que le impresionó mucho, estaba tomando notas, escuchando bien el mensaje. My dad tells about going to a meeting one time and there, right off the bat, at the beginning of the meeting, he was immediately impressed with a fine young woman who took notes, listened closely to his lessons. Y se dio cuenta que era como columna en la iglesia. Los otros jóvenes la veía como un modelo. You realize that the other young people in the church looked upon her almost as a model. She's a very good example for them. Y el martes de la serie, la joven se le acercó a mi papá y le dijo, and on Tuesday's meeting, the young lady went up to my dad and said, yeah, I need to talk to you. Le dijo, el viernes es el juego de fútbol más importante en mi escuela. She said, Friday night homecoming. Y yo tengo que participar con los compañeros de la clase en hacer las exhibiciones para las desfiles de homecoming. She said, in my class, I'm expected to be there and to help with the homecoming floats for the homecoming parade. Pero aquí tenemos esta serie y me gustan las predicaciones, me gusta estar con los hermanos. Entonces, es difícil, no sé qué hacer. She says, but I like to be here at this meeting, I'm enjoying these services, I'm getting a lot out of it, I like to be with a friend, I just don't know what to do. Mi papá le dijo, bueno, no te voy a decir lo que debas hacer, pero te voy a hacer unas preguntas. Desde luego, I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. But I will just ask you a few questions. ¿Qué haría Jesús? ¿Qué haría Jesús si estuviera en su lugar? Y por ejemplo, what would Jesus do if he were in your place? Y si Jesús volviera al mundo el viernes por la noche, ¿dónde preferirías estar? If Jesus came back to this earth on Friday night, where would you prefer to be? De ella se sonrió y dijo, ya entiendo. And he kind of smiled, I kind of see where you're coming from. Bueno, el viernes mi papá estaba muy pendiente. They're really watching to see what would happen on that Friday night. Y se tocó la hora, iba a comenzar a las 7:30, hora bíblica. They're going to start there at 7:30, the biblical hour to start the services. Y ella mirando atrás, a ver si iba a llegar la joven. He's looking to the back, see if she'd get there. Y al papá de ella le tocó dirigir los himnos aquella noche. And her dad was supposed to be singing that night. Y él entró rápidamente, andaba atrasado, se sentó al lado de mi papá, iba a subir y dirigir los himnos. He came in late, sat down by dad, and then he was about ready to jump up and start leading him the song. Y mi papá le tomó por el brazo. And dad just kind of grabbed him by the arm. Quería saber lo que había pasado. He wanted to know what was going to happen. ¿Y su hija llegó? Did your daughter get here tonight? Y el papá dijo, ella quería venir aquí. Pero yo le dije, no te apures, vaya al juego de fútbol. And the dad said, yeah, she said she wanted to come here. I said, well, don't worry about it, just go on to the football game. Podría haber habido una gran victoria. There could have been a great victory that night. Podría haber enseñado a sus compañeros y a todos los jóvenes de la iglesia que Dios es esencial y aunque el juego de homecoming es tan importante, who va a dar prioridad a lo esencial. She could have taught all those young people at church and all her companions at school that though homecoming is of great importance, there's something that overrides it's my obligation to be with my brethren and serve them. Y a veces somos nosotros los padres, ¿verdad? Que enseñamos mal a nuestros hijos. Sometimes it's we as parents that don't teach our children what we should on these things. Yo tengo otros puntos, pero ya basta. Pero no quiero alargar el discurso. I got a few other points, but I think you get what I'm driving at, and I don't want to keep this thing going on and on. ¿Ustedes ven lo que más nos obstaculiza? You see what keeps us serving God as much as we ought to? No es lo malvado tanto, no es lo que no tiene valor, son las cosas importantes que nos obstaculizan más que nada. It's not all those evil things so much, even those worthy things that keep us from serving God as we ought to. It's those important things that keep us from doing what's right. Entonces recordemos, just remember, es bueno sacrificar lo importante por lo esencial cuando sea necesario. Good to sacrifice important things, to give priority to essential things whenever necessary. Y Dios debe tener prioridad en todo. God must have priority in everything. Y a veces cuando hablamos con la gente, ¿por qué no obedeces al Señor y llegas a ser cristiano? Sometimes we ask people, why don't you obey the Lord? And obey Him in baptism. Dije, bueno, que yo en mi trabajo, y tantas cosas en la escuela, y que voy a hacer con este, y que voy a hacer con el otro. And they respond, well, you just don't understand, I'm just so busy in my work, I'm so busy in my school. ¿Usted habrá dicho eso? ¿Usted habrá dicho eso como excusa para no bautizarse en Cristo? Would you have said something like that to keep from obeying the Lord in baptism? Espero que haya visto hoy que hay que dar prioridad a todo. No deje que estas cosas importantes le obstaculicen. Hope you've seen this morning not to give priority to those things that are going to pass away, but to give priority to the things of God. Si podemos ayudarle a ser bautizado en Cristo hoy, déjelo saber al cantar nosotros el himno final. If you want to be baptized in Christ this morning, we can help you. You come to the front when we sing the invitation song.